Good morning, welcome to Generation Voice Podcast. I'm with my young boy, Walker Baker, the voice of Season 4, Episode 6, Thank God for Fake Friendly, and my birthday, my 28th birthday, yes. Do a little talk about that, you know what I'm saying, and, yes, and it's not my real birthday as we speak. It just, by the time it gets released, it'll be my real birthday to be exact. So I'm still 27. It is only Monday. And I got some good news before I do anything about my birthday. I might be going home to the day and tomorrow. So by the time this drop, I'll be home already. My birthday will be about. So yeah. So then let's get into it. This is a birthday episode. Since been a podcast, I've never done no birthday episode before. I don't think I never dropped my birthday before. I think I even took a break or just never made an episode, you know. So, or it just never came about because the time frame of it. This is my first time doing Season 4, a birthday episode. First time being in the hospital while doing this podcast. Yeah, it's first thing for everything this, I guess, this season. You know, it's a lot of first time things for me. Yeah, and it's first time being away from home other than other houses, like a place. So it's one of the main, like, kind of like a crazy thing I got going on in it. But anyway, yeah, it's my birthday episode. The reason why I'm making this, not just for my birthday, just have a free, natural, exaggerated episode so people could probably feel good about their own birthday. And by the way, shout out to any Virgos or any birthdays on my day, the day before, day after, the week after. Whoever Virgo or whoever birthday in September, shout out to all those people in September. You know, and yeah, man, like I said, every new listener is welcome every week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You know, this time I'm gonna do holidays, birthday, or just because type of episode. So keep in mind that as well. But yeah, it is a free zone day. You know, like I said, it's my birthday. You know, I'm gonna feel free, I'm gonna feel good. You know what I'm saying? I'll be 28, you know what I'm saying? Or will be 28. So like when it's dropped. So yeah. So it feel good, you know, to actually do a free episode. I don't worry about no topics. I don't worry about being mad or frustrated or something. Me just being me on this podcast. You know, like it or not. You might hate the episode, you might love it. Who knows, but I don't care. It's my day only. Can't take that from you if you try. And by the way, I'm eating as we speak too. That's how you tell, I don't give a damn. I mean, some type of fish. It's good. I'm like a little small ginger ale. Watch this, hold on, wait. You heard that? Ain't, listen, you heard that, right? Ain't no beer, it's a motherfucking ginger ale. Diet, by the way, motherfuckers. See, that I tell, I don't give a damn. A little warm, but it tastes good. So, and by the way, this did be my final episode in the hospital. Well, recorded in the hospital. Not when it get released, but recording wise. So, feeling a little free to do anything I want. You know what I'm saying? Doing a pre, gave J. Cole his own date day, you feel me? Which is my beat day. So, yeah. You know. Yeah. And I'm going to post a football player for my birthday because Marshall Faulks. He used to play for the Colts with Peyton Manning. And he got traded to the Rams and he went to ring with Kurt Warner. So, yeah. And he went number 28. So, he gonna be my birthday representative of the age. Usually, it's like, I think LeBron, besides Jordan, Kobe. Who else I did? I do stuff like that. So, this year, as a football player, but if I can find a basketball player, I will. Who wouldn't? I'm 28, probably. Oh, I think I could probably got one, but yeah. I didn't find too many though, so come, he's a Super Bowl winner. I got rings, makes sense. Yeah, how that goes. So yeah, so I got Marshall Faulks, number 28. He just played for the Colts and the Rams. You know, he's a running back. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a Super Bowl champion. He's a league MVP, if I'm not mistaken. So I got a great player to represent my 20th birthday. So that's one thing I want to say to as well. So like I said, I don't care. I mean, it might get some views on here. I mean, it might get some streaming numbers because due to my birthday. But as far as like topic wise, I don't care if you listen to it or not. Just you got to do for at least like a minute. I'm sorry, I'm eating. I'm hungry. It's like a minute, and this is my last recording of the day until I get home. So by the time this gets released, my breakdown. I'm done now. So that could be my last meal in the hospital, like actually. So I'm sorry, y'all. I had to eat. I'm trying to multitask because I don't know what time I'm exactly leaving, so I gotta hurry up and make a recording. I don't care if it's bad or good. I'm just gonna record, like just record, just to talk. I'm gonna drink, just to drink. I'm doing everything on this recording. So if y'all hear me eating, munching, drinking, hey, I don't care. Like I said, it's my day, my word. I don't think the fuck I want. You know? Yeah, I mean, I could talk about something actually. I talk about like my old birthdays. Last year, I think I went back home from being in Brooklyn. I had these drinks from Brooklyn Flush. They like some margaritas or something like that, like alcohol, like fruit drinks for like $10. The year before my first birthday was like my uncle in 2021. That was more like an emotional day. It was raining. So, turned 25. I just came back from Philly not long ago. So, 2020 was like more like that's a year where I was like doing pretty solid. 2019, my daughter was born that year, so she was about almost 3 months, literally. I hold to take pictures. I think I have pictures somewhere. Well, not, it's in my phone too, so I'll probably be sure those too. 2018. What did I do 20? I don't remember what I did for that birthday. I know I didn't do shit. I think I was working. No, I was going to work when that. I think I was going to go work when that time. And I didn't really do much, so. Yeah, they ain't do much. I know I was dog walking, then my birthday was over the weekend, if I'm not mistaken. Because I just started dog walking around that time frame. I said like mid-August. And then that's right before my daughter, I found out she was pregnant and all that. So yeah, 2017, it was probably about, 2017 was like an awkward birthday for me. I ain't gonna lie, but I ain't gonna say it, you know, it was like crazy and awkward. 2016, my baby mama, the one who I baby, she said her birthday on that birthday when I turned 21 that year. That's crazy, right? Then the following year, we were talking, going out, you know, the rest is history. 2015, I think I spent time with my homies. We went to my homegirl, the one who I'm technically friends with, to her house, her mom kicked me out, then 5-10 minutes later, they want to leave anyway. 2014, I just came back from Disney World with my family, my mom, my cousins, all them aunties, shit. Cause we stayed like a little village thing, like on a little private little area and shit. In August, from August 1st to August 7th, shit. So around that time, I kind of had a basically technically early birthday gift, you want to say, as 2013, right? I was entering my senior year of high school, so, you know, solid. 2012, I know when I turned 17, oh, I turned 18 in 2013, that's right. 2012, I went school shopping, for some odd reason. I went school shopping on my birthday. I turned 17, I didn't know what to do, like, hey, me and my cousin, my mom, and bought some stuff from school, like books and stuff like that. 2016, I'm lying. I did do something, side note. At the time, my other ex, I think we did something like a day or two later. I think the movie, some shit like that. I got pictures up on my old Facebook, but there's no longer existed. 2011, I was in Philly, I believe. Before I come back to New York, I didn't really do much. I think I went out to eat with my mom, like in Chile somewhere. It just made my mom. 2010, I was in New York. I forgot what I did. I just started going to my other school, Gompers. 2009, I don't really remember like all my birthdays low key, what I actually did. I just know like I know I was low key like in New York or Philly somewhere, or only for my birthdays only. That's it. I just know like the locations what I was at or living at. Other like what I actually truly did, I don't fully remember. I got something wait, such a third, that's only time different. So from 07 to like 08 range, 09 really, I didn't really do much for my birthdays. Like I literally do anything. I'm gonna keep it true. Cause, you know, I don't think I did anything for that time frame. Cause I think I was just, cause 2007 actually, I spent my last birthday in Philly around that time frame. Then that's later that month, I moved to Brooklyn actually. So yeah, I remember I moved to Brooklyn actually. Now I remember I moved to Brooklyn in 07 to 08 range. Then, right before my, matter of fact, in 08, I moved back to New York before my birthday in 08. I remember now. Yeah. Right before my eighth grade year, I moved back to New York. What is the Bronx in 08. Yeah. It's 06, I don't remember at all, Luki. I truly don't remember. I think my mom threw a little mini cookout-ish over the weekend, but it was like after my birthday, basically, I think, during summertime, if I'm not mistaken. 05, I was in Wessel Green. What do 05 birthday? I don't remember. Y'all. Ain't that some shit? 05, but I know I was in Wessel Green. That's Philadelphia, by the way. So, from being born to about 07, it was straight Philly. Birthdays, no New York. 08, mixture of now is between Philly and New York. Okay? Mainly New York. So, 95 to 2007, straight Philly. 08, New York. 09, New York. 2010, New York. 2011, Philly. 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, and up is all New York. So from 2012 to now, it's completely New York. 08 and 2012, no, 08, 09 in New York, then 2012 and now is in New York. So the only time I didn't have a birthday in New York was in 2011. Anything? 2011. So 08, 09, 10, I meant to say. That's New York. So anything after, it was literally. So I've been consistent for birthdays in New York, like on the winning streak wise, 2012 to right now. Right now, I'm on a 10-year straight birthday streak in New York City. From 2012 to 2022 right now so far. So this year, it could technically change. Literally, it could technically change every week. But I'm gonna make it 11 because I ain't going nowhere. So, yeah. So, 2011 was the last time I had a Philly birthday. Because I think I turned 16 that year. And I went to the Chili's with my mom. Last birthday I truly had in Philly was 2011. Right before coming over here, actually. So yeah. So that's pretty much my birthday history. Is in Philly from 96 at 1 to 20 to 2007 that year. Then 08, 09, 2010. I spent in New York for the first three times. Then 2011, went back. I was in Philly still, right before moving back a couple months later. Then from 2012 to basically this year birthday is in New York City. And that's including me being a father, a boyfriend, whatever you want to call it. So yeah. For the last couple birthdays, or 10 plus birthdays, 11 to be exact, because this year is 11 years. So, there's my birthday history episode. So, y'all got something about me based on birthdays alone, where I was at for the city wise in years. So, that'd be 28 years on earth. You feel me? So, I want to say, I'm saying birthday to all the Virgos. Especially on the first. Oh, Isaiah, whatever her name is, the one playing on KC and Spider-Man, her birthday also the first as well. So shout out to her, she'll be 27 this year. I'll be 28. Shout out to myself for happy birthday. I love myself. I'm 28. Shout out to everybody's birthday's coming up. It's on that same day. This is Generation Wisdom Podcast with my young player, Guaki 215. Season 4, Episode 6, then God Friday, Freaky Friday, and also the birthday goat of podcasters, J. Cole fucking Harmon. I love y'all. Take care. Enjoy your day. I will join mine. See y'all next week or whatever day. Peace.